Music by Sir Edward Elgar, from the catalogue of his Essential Music, the Serenade for String Orchestra, completed in 1892, performed today by the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Giuseppe Sinopoli, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's just a few minutes until 12:30, and ahead in the second half of the hour, we await the Kansas City Symphony, music of Camille Saint-Saëns, the Muse and the Poet, for violoncello and orchestra. That's just ahead here on KPR. Thanks for joining us on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And Topeka's Noto Arts and Entertainment District, featuring a celebration of souls, Day of the Dead in southern Mexico. Exploring the Dia de los Muertos holiday traditions and origins. Now till December 14th. Information at explorenoto.org. Here at the KU campus, it's 62 degrees, showers and possibly thunderstorms expected throughout the rest of the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms also likely for tonight, 60% chance of rain with a low of 49. Tomorrow begins as a cloudy day and eventually turns sunny with a high of 57. On next to music by Spanish composer Manuel de Falla, and we'll hear something that he wrote in the early 20th century. After completing his opera La Vida Breve, The Brief Life, which he hoped would earn him enough money and prestige to continue his work as a composer in the French capital of Paris. This didn't end up materializing, but he ended up becoming a pianist for a mime troupe in 1907, and that eventually brought him to Paris, where there was a great vogue for all kinds of Spanish-themed music. It was there that de Falla wrote the following suite of popular Spanish songs. Suite Populaire Espagnole, played by Karen Dreyfus on viola and pianist Robert McDonald on KPR. sweet popular Espanol. Popular Spanish songs from Manuel de Falla, played by Karen Dreyfus on viola and at piano Robert MacDonald on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:43 and news from NPR at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Americana Music Academy in Lawrence, providing in-person and virtual lessons, jams, house concerts, events, and workshops to Douglas and surrounding counties. Lesson and scholarship information is available at AmericanaMusicAcademy.com. We will continue with the Kansas City Symphony and music by Camille Saint-Saëns, written in 1909 and dedicated to a French noblewoman who a few years earlier had helped have a statue of Saint-Saëns erected in the north of France. This is something that they called the Muse and the Poet. Violinist Noah Geller and cellist Mark Gibbs with the Kansas City Symphony, led by Michael Stern.
Thank you. Thank you.
completed in 1909. Music by Camille Saint-Saëns, The Muse and the Poet. For violin, cello, and orchestra, violinist Noah Geller, cellist Mark Gibbs, and the Kansas City Symphony, led by Michael Stern, here on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. NPR News just ahead, with more classical music to follow.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are making their last big push on the last day of the campaign before Election Day. Harris is making all of her stops in Pennsylvania today, including one in Scranton this hour. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports Trump stopped first in North Carolina and is heading next to Reading, part of Pennsylvania's Latino Corridor.
Reading is home to many Puerto Rican residents who were not happy with the, quote, floating island of garbage remarks from one of Trump's opening speakers at his rally in New York last weekend. Harris will also speak in Reading today. Trump will then stop in Pittsburgh before heading to the Midwest, where he'll wrap up his night late in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's actually the third time in a row that Trump will finish up his campaign here in Grand Rapids. In 2020, he mentioned maybe being a little superstitious. He's scheduled to speak at 10:30 tonight, but last time it was after midnight before he started. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Congressional candidates are making their final pitches to voters as both parties hope to govern with a legislative majority. NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports there are about three dozen competitive House districts this cycle.
Republicans are heavily contesting about 35 seats with big defensive races in California, New York, Iowa, Nebraska, and Arizona. Here's Dan Constant, president of the Congressional Leadership Fund, which is the top House GOP super PAC.
I think the race for Congress is effectively tied. This is on a knife's edge. This will come down to a couple of districts in the end.
For their part, Democrats have roughly 30 candidates running for re-election in competitive seats and are hoping to pick up roughly the same number of seats on offense. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, Washington.
In this presidential election, the stakes are high for governments around the world. NPR's Joanna Kakissis is in Kyiv, where she reports President Volodymyr Zelensky and many other Ukrainians likely see a Harris win as a continuation of ongoing U.S. support for Ukraine's war effort against Russia.
Winning is the only option for him. He has said he will not consider giving up any land in exchange for a peace deal. That's actually something Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance has suggested in order to end the war. Zelensky told reporters Ukraine will try to cope if the U.S. turns its back on his country.
NPR's Joanna Kakissis reporting. More than a month after Israel launched its ground offensive against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, the Lebanese health ministry reports a conflict has claimed more than 3,000 lives. In Israel, 72 people, including dozens of soldiers, have been killed in Hezbollah attacks. The Dow is down 217 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs, for chefs, and designed for restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. conductor Fedor Glushchenko, leading the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. With music by Mikhail Ipolitov-Ivanov, and from the Caucasian sketches we heard In the Village, here on Kansas Public Radio. This is your place for NPR News, classical music as well, and I'm Jeb Watson, here to share the latter with you until 3 p.m., and in this 1 p.m. hour, we await the New York Philharmonic Orchestra in about 15 minutes' time for music by Johannes Brahms. We'll spend most of our time with them this hour. Brahms was a composer with a great ambition to write symphonies on the level of Beethoven. And to prepare himself, he wrote a pair of orchestral serenades, the second of which we have for you in just a little bit here on KPR. Thanks for joining us on this Monday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Flatland, Kansas City PBS's nonprofit newsroom committed to providing context and solutions to some of our region's biggest challenges. News coverage online daily at flatlandkc.org. Chamber music next with the musicians of Mobius and music by English composer Sir Arnold Bax, a composer who once described himself as a brazen romantic, by which he meant that the purpose of his music was for the expression of emotional states. This particular bit of chamber music has been described as veiled, mysterious, and solemn. It was written in 1919, the quintet for harp and string quartet, performed for us next by the players of the Mobius Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Musicians of the ensemble Mobius with the 1919 Quintet for Harp and String Quartet by Arnold Bax on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:26. At the top of the hour, there'll be news from NPR. Classical music continues until 3. We'll bring you all things considered from NPR News at that time, and then the music resumes at 7 tonight with music by music from Johann Strauss Jr. The Blue Danube and Linz Symphony from Mozart take center stage in this evening's Music at 7, plus a fun trip to the carnival with Antonin Dvorak to get ready for the rest of the week. Destiny has classical music for you from 7 to 8 and from 8 to 9. Classics Live here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Midwest Trust Center at JCCC, presenting the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra Sunday, November 17th at 2 p.m. Their presentation of Meet Me at the Fair is a musical celebration of the world's fairs. More at jccc.edu/mtc. And the Law Office of David J. Brown, LC & Lawrence, working to help individuals, small businesses, families, and non-traditional families with legal and estate planning needs. Located at 120 East 9th Street in Lawrence. Next on KPR, music of Johannes Brahms, and something created around the year of 1856. Brahms had a great ambition in life, and that was to reach the level of Beethoven in writing symphonies. The first symphony that Brahms wrote was relatively late in his life, when he was about 43 years old. Before that, to prepare himself for the task, he had composed some lighter orchestral pieces that he called serenades in 1856, the second of which he sent to Clara Schumann for her approval, being a student of Robert Schumann and very close to that family. Serenade No. 2 in A Major, her approval was enthusiastically provided. And we'll hear it played by the New York Philharmonic, led by Leonard Bernstein, here on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you.
Serenade No. 2 in A Major by Johannes Brahms from 1856, performed by the New York Philharmonic, led by Leonard Bernstein. The time is 2 p.m., about ready for NPR News, one of the later symphonies by Haydn in the next hour. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Americana Music Academy in Lawrence, teaching, promoting, and supporting the advancement of all forms of music. Lessons and scholarships are available for students of all ages. Details at AmericanaMusicAcademy.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Vice President Kamala Harris is invoking a familiar message, joy, in energizing her supporters in Scranton, Pennsylvania, to get out the vote.
What you all are signing up to do today and what you've been doing, like, let's enjoy it. You know, and I know you do. I can feel the mood in here because it's the best of who we are as a democracy. And I think we've kind of, right? And that's what our campaign has been about. We are a people-driven campaign.
All of Harris's campaign stops on the eve of Election Day are in Pennsylvania, the state's 19 electoral votes, offering the largest prize of the swing states that could determine the outcome in the race between her and former President Donald Trump. The GOP nominee also has events in Pennsylvania today, Reading and Pittsburgh. The campaigns have also been fiercely competing for votes, most recently in Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and North Carolina. The FBI is operating a national election command post in Washington this week. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports staffers will be working around the clock to respond to threats and coordinate with state partners.
About 80 people will be working at the election command post. James Barnicle is deputy assistant director of the FBI's criminal division.
The purpose of the command post is to ensure the FBI is well positioned to respond to threats that would come in or information that would come in that would affect our election security.
The FBI is on the lookout for criminal threats aimed at election workers, plots by foreign adversaries, cyber threats, and acts of violence by domestic extremists. Officials will triage those tips and work with 55 field offices to share information with state and local partners across the country. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The Israeli military has deployed another brigade to northern Gaza. The Israeli siege of the region began a month ago. The Israeli military says its operation is aimed at shattered Hamas units that are trying to regroup. Here's NPR's Aya Batrawi.
A Palestinian rescue crew pulled this toddler alive out of the rubble of a home hit by an Israeli airstrike in Gaza City last night. Civil defense say countless people like her are not being saved in North Gaza because their crews have come under attack and are unable to operate. The heads of 15 UN agencies and aid groups, including the World Health Organization, UNICEF, and the World Food Program, say hundreds of people, most of them women and children, have been killed by Israeli bombardment of North Gaza in the past month. They say hospitals there have come under attack. They say tents sheltering displaced people have been shelled, burning people alive. They called on Israel to stop the assault and for Hamas to release hostages. Aya Baltraoui, NPR News.
From Washington, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru, featuring the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Wilderness, with off-road capability and 9.3 inches of ground clearance designed for adventure seekers. Learn more at Subaru.com/wilderness. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Sergei Prokofiev, Morning Dance from the Romeo and Juliet Ballet, performed by the Berlin Philharmonic, led by Claudio Abbado, here on Kansas Public Radio. This is your place for NPR News and classical music. I'm Jeff Watson, sharing the latter with you until 3 p.m. The English Chamber Orchestra will join us later with one of the latter symphonies by Franz Josef Haydn, along with a little music for flute and guitar, a sonata by one Lowell Lieberman. All just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. We just heard music of Sergei Prokofiev, and we'll go on next to music from another Russian composer, one who was a teacher of Sergei Prokofiev at the St. Petersburg Conservatory, one who had a reputation as being a rather strict and harsh taskmaster, one Nikolai Cherepnin, who had earned the nickname the dreaded Cherepnin in his time as instructor. We'll listen to a little bit of fantasy-inspired orchestral music. This is something that they call the Enchanted Kingdom, a tone poem put on voice by the Russian National Orchestra, led by Mikhail Pletnev, here on KPR.
Thank you.
magical soundscape on display in that tone poem called The Enchanted Kingdom from Russian composer Nikolai Cherepnin. Conductor Mikhail Pletnev led the Russian National Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Where the time is 2:22. The English Chamber Orchestra is going to join us in a little over 10 minutes' time with the 95th Symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. We're always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home. Located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in American-made transitional and contemporary furniture lines, customizable to fit individual styles. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. And Bach Aria Soloists, presenting Bach Unlocked, a concert and insights with Bach scholar Dr. Christoph Wolf, Friday evening 7:30 p.m. at the Village Presbyterian Church in Prairie Village. Tickets at BachAriaSoloists.com. Next on KPR, we'll take some time to enjoy a bit of American chamber music from a contemporary composer, Lowell Lieberman, a colleague of composers David Diamond and Vincent Persichetti at the Juilliard School of Music, and a man who has been playing at Carnegie Hall since about the age of 16. What we'll listen to is something he created in 1988. Here's a sonata for flute and guitar with flutist Alexandra Holly. Jeffrey McFadden, our guitarist, next on KPR. Composed in 1988, a sonata for flute and guitar from American composer Lowell Lieberman, played by flutist Alexander Holley, guitarist Jeffrey McFadden, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:36, and at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. The classical music resumes tonight at 7 p.m. Destiny is your host for an hour of the classics, followed by Classics Live from 8 to 9. We're live. We're local, Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us here on a Monday afternoon. KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves. Applications at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Here at the KU campus, 63 degrees, an 80% chance of continued showers throughout the afternoon. Tonight we have a 50% chance of showers, expecting cloudy skies and a low of 49, and tomorrow starts off a cloudy day and becomes sunny gradually and temperatures in the mid-50s. We have next one of the symphonies by Franz Joseph Haydn, one of the most preeminent of the 18th century composers and author of over 100 symphonies, the last 12 of which are known as the London Symphonies. That's where Haydn had posted up for the final days of his career. This one, completed in 1791 at its premiere at the Hanover Square Rooms in London, Symphony No. 95 in C minor, with Geoffrey Tate leading the English Chamber Orchestra on KPR.
Thank you.
so ends Symphony No. 95 in C minor by Franz Joseph Haydn, performed for us by the English Chamber Orchestra, led by Jeffrey Tate, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's almost 3 o'clock and about time for All Things Considered, followed by more classical music with Destiny at 7. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me for classical music on a Monday afternoon on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from KU Theater presenting Hookman, a darkly comic salute to teenage slasher films, reminding everyone that college can be scary. Playing now through Thursday, tickets at KUTheater.com. And the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. It's 3 o'clock, and this is Kansas Public Radio.
We have momentum. It is on our side. Can you feel it?
It's the final full day of the 2024 campaign.
Vice President Harris and former President Trump are making their closing arguments.
For Monday, November 4th, this is All Things.